In this bulletin, Britain unveils a new Brexit plan. Malcolm Leifer's victims outraged over an Israeli court's decision to grant her bail. And in sport, James Tedesco takes out the NRL Player of the Year title at the Dally M Awards. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The British government has delivered its new Brexit proposals to the EU, including plans to replace the so-called backstop solution for Northern Ireland. The border issue is a delicate one in Ireland, where sectarian violence killed thousands of people over the decades before the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. Boris Johnson's new plan would see Northern Ireland stay in the European single market for goods, but leave the customs union, resulting in new customs checks. The EU Brexit chief negotiator Michael Barnier says progress has been made, but problems remain.
There is progress, but to be frank, a lot of work still needs to be done to reach and to fulfill the three objectives of the backstop: no border, all Ireland economy, and protecting the single market. That means protecting the consumer, the citizens, and the businesses.
US President Donald Trump says whistleblowers should be protected if they're legitimate, but has described the leak of his private conversation as inaccurate. Mr. Trump has defended his talks with the Ukrainian president, which were recently made public as he faces an impeachment inquiry into his conduct. The House Intelligence Committee chairman says the whistleblower has the right to remain anonymous and has accused Mr. Trump of intimidation. President Trump says the phone call transcript is important, but has slammed the impeachment investigation as nonsense.
The conversation, all based on one phone call that I had, where I'm talking to the president of Ukraine, you'll hear from our ambassadors, you'll hear from some of the folks that know all about the call, why the call was set up, and everything else. It's perfect.
An Israeli court has granted bail to former Melbourne school principal Malcolm Leifer on Wednesday. The 52-year-old is to be released from jail, but will remain under supervision. Leifer is fighting extradition to Australia, where she is facing 74 charges of rape and child sex abuse. Abuse survivor advocate Maddie Wax says if she's unwell, she should be held in care until she can be transferred to Australia.
So I have been in contact with the three victims, sisters, the courageous sisters, Nicole, Dusty and Ellie. They are devastated. I think that's an understatement. They've until now at least been comforted by the fact that Malcolm Leifer is in prison. So there is some semblance of justice there, as well as the fact that she cannot be a potential threat to children while she's in prison. And suddenly she's apparently going to be freed. That is a very tough pill to swallow for those courageous sisters.
Security forces have fired in the air and used tear gas to disperse groups of demonstrators in Baghdad, killing one and wounding six others. Heavily armed security forces and dozens of riot policemen blocked all streets leading to a major central square in the Iraqi capital in an attempt to prevent bigger protests, with armoured personnel carriers and SUVs standing guard in intersections. At least two anti-government protesters were killed and more than 200 wounded after security forces used live ammunition and tear gas on protesters on Tuesday. They were calling for an end to corruption, improved basic services, and more jobs. And in sport, James Tedesco is on the verge of becoming the first player to complete Rugby League's individual Grand Slam after one of the most dominant seasons in memory. Tedesco's maiden Dally M medal on Wednesday night left just the Clive Churchill medal missing from his collection ahead of Sunday night's grand final. The Sydney Rooster fullback has thanked his supporters.
It's obviously a huge honour to receive this award. Just want to thank the Sydney Roosters club, Nick, Robbo, all the staff, and of course the players. I wouldn't have had the year I had without you guys and how well our whole team played. It definitely made me look good. So again, I can't thank Robbo enough for his guidance. I've definitely become a better player under him and the whole Sydney Roosters club. Thank Mum and Dad, my whole family.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 25. Adelaide, much the same, 22. Melbourne, sunny 29. Hobart, similar conditions, 28. Canberra, sunny 27. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, sunny as well, 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 29. Brisbane, sunny, 26. Cairns, share or two, 29. and Darwin sunny, 34. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.